From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Just a glance back at the 2021 local elections across Southeast New Mexico, the theme was a return of conservatives to public office. Christy Crockett, one of those conservatives who won a seat on the Artesia School Board, says parents of school-aged children were ready for a change.
For our parents to have a perspective that I felt was missing in our school board, because we don't have parents that sit on school. I live the quarantine life. I live the virtual life. I live kids in and out. I live kids living in masks.
Crockett defeated incumbent Luis Flores. So what's the makeup of the board now?
So we had 3 Democrat and 2 Republicans. We now have 4 Republican and 1 Democrat.
State Representative of Eddy County and Minority Whip Leader Jim Townsend says this movement could spell the beginning of the end for progressive Democrat Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
Worked in Virginia. Yes, sir, I do believe it'll work. And I think the people of New Mexico have shown that it'll work.
Townsend was referring to an upset win in the Virginia governor's race, where Glenn Youngkin became the first Republican governor in over a dozen years in that state. And he tapped into culture war fights over schools. And if you think that your vote does not count, think again. In the bid for an at-large unit city council seat, John D. Davis beat William K. Dean 321 votes to 320. But still, there was the issue of light voter turnout across Southeast New Mexico. Just over 2,500 voters cast their ballots out of an estimated 34,000 registered voters in Chavez County. Chavez County Clerk Cindy Fuller.
But we were hoping when they put all of the nonpartisan taxing authority districts together that it would increase the turnout, but we haven't seen that.
Eddy County Clerk Darlene Rossprim reports that in Eddy County,
for election night there was, well, that includes absentee and early, is 4,406.
And that's out of an estimated 33,000 registered voters in Eddy County. And in Lee County, about 6% of the county's estimated 37,000 registered voters cast their ballots in the election, that according to County Clerk Keith Manus. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.